You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Welcome to season 2 of our podcast Kicks for Free, in which we discuss all things football. I am Dhiman, and with me is my co-host Vivek.
Messi!
The second round of ISL 10 began with two red cards and Bengaluru FC losing their second successive game on the road. Before we talk about the first set of games for all teams, Dhiman, what did you make of Bengaluru FC finishing with just 9 players against Mohun Bagan Supergiant at Salt Lake Stadium on Wednesday?
Vivek, my first thought was that referee Harish Kundu had got it wrong for the first sending off, because it looked like Roshan Nawrem and not Suresh Wangjam who had pulled Dimitri Petratos. But subsequent replays showed that Wangjam had struck out a leg at Petratos. For Kundu to have spotted that in real time shows how good he is at his job. Referees are in the news for all the wrong reasons, and they will be going forward in the ISL. We will be talking about why we do not have VAR and stuff without understanding how expensive the whole thing is. But you need to call out the right decisions when they do. And with Kundu, you know, I have liked whatever I have seen of him. He had the whistle in the ISL final last March, and he called for 3 penalties. All correct decisions. You don't generally do that in a final of a competition. So it showed his courage and his conviction in what he was doing. Again, on Wednesday, he correctly refused to acknowledge Petratos' call for a penalty, having spotted that the Australian had tripped on his own. In the game against Mohun Bagan and Punjab FC, this was another refereeing decision that I think should be pointed out. It was the assistant referee, Christopher Peter, who I thought fantastically spotted Prashant, in an offside position when he was heading in a Juan Mera free kick. Now, that was a pivotal moment in the game because Punjab had just scored. And had that been 2-2, then the game could have turned out differently. So, we will, like I said before, we will be checking on replays from different angles. The ISL uses multiple cameras. And we will be pointing out referees' mistakes. But I think it is something that whenever we see a good decision, it needs to be called out, because I do not think it's patently fair that referees are in the news only for the wrong reasons.
As the last player, there wasn't much that Roshan Nawrem could have done to avoid his red card. Wangjam, who was already on a yellow, though, should have done better. I felt, especially since he had Petratos far away from his goal. Here's what Bengaluru FC coach Simon Grayson had to say about the game.
In the players and Lawrence Spice in that first half.
Yeah, look, I thought we started the game really well. We played on the front foot. Our shape was good out of possession. We asked questions of them. I think we had 3 or 4 good chances. Being positive play, limited them to few opportunities even in the first half. But then we make, I think there's a mistake for the goal, which has cost us dearly. But like, the effort was there. We kept going with 10 men, then 9 men. Well, I think the goal is a big kick in the teeth for us.
Yeah, talk us through those 2 reds, Simon. Just get a good look at them from the sideline.
Well, I think the first one, it's hard to see from where I was, but my first reaction was that it was Roshan that was pulling by the shirt and not Suresh, which means that Suresh wouldn't have got the second yellow. Probably the third, the Roshan sending off as a straight red, given that he's the last man, so probably no complaints. But again, it's hard to judge when you've not really been seeing it on the TV again.
The game plan worked up until a point. Could you have done more on the attacking front, or the players just run out of gas?
Well, I think at the end there, it was a real gutsy performance. We kept them going. We had plenty of speed and energy with the younger players. Again, we just got to make sure we have better control of the game in the final third. And the positives, I suppose, are that Curtis got through 60, 70 minutes, and Javi was the same as well. We've got 1 or 2 more attacking players away, obviously, in the Asian game. So look, it's never easy coming here and against this strong team, but there's positives to make from the game, but also we've got to make sure that we are better in the in both boxes, because that's where it all matters.
Yeah, you've got to bounce back pretty quickly up against East Bengal, your first home game, to turn this around.
Yeah, look, they're all tough games and we've had a tough start, but you've got to look at the performances of the individuals and collectively as a team and what we need to do better from win, defeat or a draw as well. So look, we'll get back and get ready for the next game and again, as I said, learn from this experience.
Simon, good luck for the next game.
Cheers.
Diman, about the first round of games, there was only one draw. East Bengal and Jamshedpur FC playing out a goalless game at Salt Lake, a result that was also possibly a reflection of both teams being a work in progress. Mumbai City FC, Odisha, Mohun Bagan Super Giant and Kerala Blasters notched up wins, setting down an early marker. And Bengaluru FC have lost two in a row. The Blasters, buoyed by the Manjapadas creating some atmosphere in yellow in Kochi, and Odisha had started last season too with a win, but so had Bengaluru. But Mohun Bagan, who were then ATK Mohun Bagan, had lost. And Mumbai City FC drew 3-3 with Hyderabad FC. There have been some good goals, such as Jerry's left foot curler, the one by Petrotas after Liston Colasso showed his unselfish side, Changte and Mehtab Singh combining for Jorge Diaz to convert, Parthiv Gogoi's strike and the flick by Manveer. There has also been a goalkeeping howler by Gurpreet Singh Sandhu, some good shot stopping by TP Rainish, and even thunder and lightning delaying one game.
Look, I mean, Mohun Bagan, based on two games and the fact that they won the Durand Cup, it does seem that they will, in most games, find a way to get 3 points. And once they are ahead, they can bring on players who can close down a game. They did that on Wednesday, getting Glenn Martins in. The quality that they have on the bench and on the pitch is intimidating, really. They can pretty much put up two teams and compete in the ISL. Sadiku is an international who doesn't start. Often Hugo Bumus does not start. Anirudh Thapa has to play in a different position because there are so many attack-minded players in the team. Brendan Hamill does not start. He starts on the bench because Hector Yuste has slotted in beautifully. They can play a back three. They can play a back four. It's something that they have been really intimidating, if I may say so. Ashik Kurunian is injured. He's an India player. He's an India regular. He's a man who can open the left side for you. And his injury for the rest of the season would have really, really hurt most teams. But look at Mohun Bagan. Liston Colasso stepped up and he looks to have overcome his slump in form. I know it's been only two games, but the way he's fulfilling defensive responsibilities, the way he's attempting and being successful at dribbles, the way he's cutting in and confusing defenders by occasionally drifting wide, it does seem that his confidence is back. What is missing still from that Liston Colasso puzzle is his ability to shoot from range. And, you know, should that fall in place, I think in the year of the Asian Cup and the World Cup qualifiers, it's something that Igor Stimash would be the happiest. Anirudh Thapa has, because he's such an intelligent player, Anirudh Thapa is beginning to look less uncomfortable in his defensive midfield role than I have seen him in the Durand Cup. Sahal Abdul Samad is popping up in places no rival team would want him to. And you have Hugo Bumus, Jason Cummins and Petratos. Yes, Mohun Bagan do have a soft center. I mean, Thapa as a defensive midfielder and Sahal alongside him will expose them or could expose them to dangers. Especially because Glenn Martins or Deepak Tangri are not starting games. But that is one area no team has been able to exploit yet. If I still had to nitpick, I would say that, you know, it would be their inability to score more, especially when Bengaluru were down to 9. And it was a point made by Hugo Bumus, who generally does not get full marks for diplomacy, but is always very, very honest.
They did a great control, and which is the most important to be in a good position for the shoot, and I shoot at the opposite where the keeper was thinking, and at the end it makes a goal, which is very important because this is the winning goal, and without forgetting the amazing pass from Jason, because he did a very, very good pass. Instead of shooting, he saw me, I was alone, and I just had to finish.
It looked tough out there for large periods of the game. Bengaluru putting a lot of men behind the ball. Was that the biggest or the toughest task you've had the last couple of months, even during pre-season?
No, I don't think so, because we managed to get the position most of the game, to dominate. I think we were much better, but still there is a window to improve in the final third, because I think we should have create more big chance, you know, and to score another goal on a second one, because we could have made better. But I mean, it's still a good game because the conditions are not easy. We play 5 games in 2 weeks with the AFC. You know, it's very, very tough. Till now, we have played 11 games since the start of the season. We managed to win 10 games out of 11, which is not easy. So we have to keep going on the momentum and keep improving, because this team has a lot of potential and quality.
Yeah, Hugo, so you talk about that composure, that composure on the ball, but how about having composure off the pitch? You've got a lot of football now. How do you keep your calmness? How do you just focus on maybe you won't play 90 minutes every week because your coach is trying to rotate a little bit?
Yeah, of course, as I told you, that we have many games. Like now, from now till the end of December, we have more than 15 games. I think 17 in total, which is a lot. Sometime, you know, in December, we're going to play 7 games in a month. It's a lot, so you need a big squad. You need quality, and of course, sometimes you know you get tired, and you have to go on the bench for the wealth of the team, you know, to put the 11 player who are the more in shape and fit, you know, and it's normal, you know.
Hugo, well done. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys.
And as you said, you know, Odisha and Mumbai have set early markers, and it does look like those teams could pull away from the rest of the pack.
That was on the pitch. Off the pitch, what stood out for me was Falguni Singh turning out for Northeast United hours after his father had died. Let's hear what Northeast United coach Yohan Benali had to say.
Good evening, coach. Disappointing result, but what do you sum up about your performance today?
You know, we played against one of the biggest teams, the AFL. Their budget, I don't know how many times more than us. But we were there. At least we deserve a draw today, you know? We had 8 attempts or 9 attempts on goal. The players gave everything, you know? Partey was totally dead in the end. We need to change him. Also, Romain, they gave pressing well, working high, you know? Very hard day today with circumstances that Falguni lost his father today, but he played, he gave everything for the team. I'm happy, proud. Now start thinking about the 29th.
Areas that you want to focus more on going the game?
To believe in ourselves, you know, to be more, less innocent, you know, to bite when you had the chance, you kill. Because when you don't kill in this level, you get killed. That's, we need to focus in that, especially in the head.
Coach, a word on your young Indian talents. As you mentioned, Partey, Falguni, but they've been brilliant this season.
I think every player did his job today. You know, we need to correct 2 or 3 small things. And we'll be there. You know, as I said, good talents. You know, the team is working, but talent only is not enough. You know, we need a little bit more. We cannot push Parthib and Falguni all the time. You know, they need time. They will come. They are so young. If we start pushing now, maybe we do the contrary. Let them free. Let them enjoy the football. Thank you very much.
I know this can sound so last century, Vivek, but what happened in that game reminded me of Dinesh Nair, then a young goalkeeper for FC Cochin, a team at one point in time which had taken Indian football by storm, and they'd won the Durand and the DCM in one season back-to-back in Delhi. Vijayan was playing for them. This team had this young goalkeeper in Dinesh Nair, and his father had passed, and this team had come to Kolkata for either a National League game or an IFA Shield game, I don't remember, and they suddenly didn't have a goalkeeper. And because Shumit Mukherjee, their first choice goalkeeper, was unavailable. So Dinesh Nair had to fly down and take his position between the posts. I mean, that was the first thought that came to me when I saw Northeast United start out with, take the field with black badges. And I saw on the media group that this has happened because Falguni had lost his father. I think people have different ways of coping with such terrible moments in their life. And if at any point in time somebody finds football to be a sucker, then, it's nice, really.
Niman, we haven't seen Goa and Hyderabad in action yet. Their game, of course, being postponed because their players needed to be released for the Asian Games, which is currently going on in Hangzhou. But Chennai, Northeast United and Jamshedpur look like they have a lot of work to do to challenge for a position in the top six. Would you also put East Bengal in that category?
Well, Vivek, last season I thought East Bengal would turn things around with Stephen Constantine. In an interview just before they started, Constantine had told us that they were targeting some 38 points. Now, 38 points would have fetched them a top two or top three berth for sure. We all know how things turned out. But then I was banking my assumption on the fact that, if Constantine in charge, I thought they would be well-drilled defensively because that's how Constantine had run his India teams. I thought they would not take in soft goals, but then it turned out that they were losing games from winning positions and then they dropped points against teams that were below them on the table. This is a slightly long-winded way of saying that you never know. That said, I will stick my neck out and say East Bengal should do better than last time and have a decent shot at making the top six for the playoffs. I say this because, based on current, based on performance, based on reputation, let's say, we can safely say that Odisha, Mohun Bagan and Mumbai have more individual ability than most teams in this league. How they'll combine, whether they'll be able to stay consistent through a league, all those are different stories. But on reputation, on the rosters that they have built, on the coaches they have had, it is possibly a fair assumption to say that these three teams would be pulling away. That still leaves us with three spots in the battle for the top six, which is the playoff cutoff. And I say that East Bengal will be in there for two reasons. One, Carles Quadrat is a coach who knows how to win ISL. Carles Quadrat is also a coach who knows how to keep clean sheets. He had done it for long stretches at Bengaluru. So, how successfully East Bengal do that this season will define how far they go. Yes, East Bengal do have a lack of depth, definitely in comparison to Mohun Bagan in the roster. But Mahesh Nawreb and Nandakumar Sekar will put in balls regularly, even if they do not do it with the consistency of a Changte. And Clayton Silva will get fitter. Severio will get adjusted to the role of from being a provider at Hyderabad FC to being a front person playing further up for East Bengal. Therefore, if they do not concede cheap goals, they will score some. And that should take them into the top six.
That was it for this episode. If you want to reach out to us, you can find us on our Twitter handles at Vivek9301 and at DemanHT. If you're a true football fan, you cannot not subscribe to Kickoff, our weekly newsletter on the World Game, which hits inboxes every Friday. For more updates on this podcast, follow HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And to listen to more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.